السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفى ما بعد. مائی ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ انڈرز، دس از آئی شوڈ مسٹ فیل دا ہارٹ فیل تھینکس اینڈ گریٹیچیوڈ ٹو یو پیپلز دیٹ آئی گیٹ دا اپرچونیٹی ٹو ٹیل سم تھنگ ان فرنٹ آف یو، because I have came from Bangladesh in a Jamaat to participate in your upcoming Jod and Ulama Jod from tomorrow. You see, my dear brothers, we realize that today we realize everybody that we, with the friends, we give the message to our colleagues and friends, wishes them and convey our message. In the same way, our Prophet, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the messengers. He conveyed the message of our creators, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to this ummah. The one of the important messages that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed to this ummah and try to explain the object of this ummah in that very message. What was the message? The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed this message to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I have created whole the universe. Innat khulikat lakum. Innat dunya khulikat lakum. I have created whole the dunya. And what is contained in this dunya to serve the human being. Inna dunya khulikat lakum. This is the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have created the whole universe to serve the human beings. You see the sun, the moon, the ocean. Every creation, directly or indirectly, is serving to the human beings. And the next part of the message is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the object. The next part of the message is that antum khuliqtum lil akhirat, but you have been created for akhirat. Your object, your creation, and get all the service of the makhluk to you, that you have been assigned to take preparation for the akhirah. This is one of the important messages. You see, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi told this thing, brother, that the most three fundamental messages all the prophets convey to this ummah. But number one is that to know the creators. No? Who is the doer? Who has created you? What is your destination? Number two, to explain about the akhirat. To describe about the akhirat, where we have to go. This is our destination. And third object is that to acquaint about the Risalat, about the Prophet. So my dear respected brothers, the object of this dunya to stay here is just to prepare for the Akhirat. This does not mean that ulama does not say this, that this means that you left your business and everything and sit down in the mosque. No. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have formulated, given a path, how, remaining with your family, with your business, you can make preparation for your akhirat. You can make preparation for the akhirat. And you see, if you look the life of all the sahaba, their every steps, their every thinkings, and their every planning, their dream, their preparation to remain in this short dunya They were busy to prepare for the akhirat. See? I take the privilege to have a story to you, you people, that at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a old man came, a old lady has came, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that this lady is Jannati. The Sahaba then told that, how can you tell Amirul Mumineen this lady is Jannati? You are not supposed to tell these things until and unless it is revived from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, told the audience that, once in the incidents at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this old lady came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with an appeal, with a, you know, to explain the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I have came from such and such family. I came with a expectation to our Prophet that I have a disease. Sometimes I'll become senseless. In our country, in Bangladesh, it's called Mirgi Beram. You know, I fell down. My clothes are simply de-dressed. So I come, travel all through to have a dua for me. Your dua is accepted. May Allah save me from this disease. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the lady and told that you have two options, two way. Number one, I make to pray and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recover and rescue you from this disease. Number one option. Number two, what disease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to you, you make suffer, you make sabr, be patient and continue your life under the commandments of Allah and His Rasul. I am giving the witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the Jannah. The lady was excited and told, I cannot compromise with anything instead of Jannah. I wish for the Jannah. Please make dua for me. I will make suffer with this disease and I expect, I desire Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lady has woke up and went back. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed that if you want to see a lady in the Jannah, this is the lady, you will be in the Jannah. So what I am trying to tell this, brother, Sahaba Ajmain, they have their every steps they were preparing for the Akhirah. They are giving the priority for the Akhirah. Innama himamuna lil Akhirah. Our desire or intention is only Akhirah. So my dear respected brothers, to prepare for the Akhirah, maintaining with our family and business, etc., two important things ulama says needed. Number one, the most important thing is that we should, you know, we should strengthen our iman. We should, because the iman, the most valuable thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most valuable ni'amat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us. You know, in the hadith it is came, brother, as long as a single man in this universe who can utter La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the whole universe in order. And the day not a single man exists in this dunya who recites kalima La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will told to destroy whole the universe. You see, so the foremost and important thing, brother, we should, you know, strengthen our iman. Iman, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah told this thing, brother, iman does not remain stand still. Like you make business, you may make more profit, you can earn more. Like if you can make efforts, your strength, your iman will be strengthened, more strengthened. You see, like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Among the ummah, he has the highest level of imams. He has the highest level of iman. Ulama says this thing, brother, the people when enter into the jannah, he will be happy to have the jannah. But regarding the Abu Bakr, the jannah will be happy when they will receive Abu Bakr, radiyallahu ta'ala. So the most important thing, brother, we should be take care about the iman, and the iman will be strengthened, and more and more when we'll discuss about the akhirat, when we'll discuss about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it increases. If you are not conscious about the iman will be decreases. Once in an incident, one of the sahaba, Hazrat Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala, came out from the house and telling that, nafaka Hanzala, nafaka Hanzala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala was passing by, and he was telling, what you are telling? The Hanzala become munafiq. How can? Well, when I remain with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the sohbat of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my iman remains in a condition. But when I come back to my family, my iman, you know, decreases. Let's go. This happens to me also. Let's go to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both the two sahaba went to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to them and told them, if you can pertain the iman when you remain with me, then it will be happens that the malaikat will come and make musafa with you. Ulama draw a conclusion that, brother, from this story that we should try for the iman. The iman will be increases. And for the preparation of akhir, most of the important thing is to take care about the iman. Discuss about the akhirat, discuss about the Allah, discuss about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number two aspect is that, brother, we should be itaat. We should be in practice of sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the la ilaha illallah, second is Muhammad Rasulullah. This itaat, the ulama says that, brother, the itaat, to obey Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the life of this, kya kehte hai, ye mazhab ki jaan hai. Meaning that the obey to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the life of this mazhab of our Islam. See. So my dear brothers, to practice this thing and to have in this life, you see, my dear brothers, a work is going on throughout the whole world. I am from Bangladesh. I'm coming to Durban all through from Dhaka. You see, in our country, the work is going on. The Dawat Tabligh work is going on. And just this, each and every person is requesting and telling people that we should be alert and we should be take preparation for the akhirat. We should be build our akhirat. Because, brother, no prophet will come. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. After the departure of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no prophet will come. This is very logical, brother. If no prophet will come, who will the responsibility for spreading, for establishing this haq, this kalima in this dunya? The mankind will come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enlightened this ummah, delighted this ummah, giving this work of da'wat of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this ummah. So each and every ummah, remaining the farthest corner of this dunya, brother, he has been given this responsibility, which has been given by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he will spend his time, he will spend his money for the sake of the deen. You see, my dear respected brothers and elders, one is our object of our life, and another is our necessity of our life. Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah usually told this, brother, the object of each and every Muslim is the object of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the object of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should pertain that object. Object is a higher thing, lofty thing. And necessity is to support the object. To do the business, to have the shop, to have the family, this is our necessity of our life. This is not our object, brother. The object of each and every was the object of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear respected brothers, I must take this privilege, brother. What was the object of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You see, in an incident, Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi in his bayan has narrated these things. Once in an incident, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has returned back in a safar to Medina. You see, Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi has described in a bayan that in Madinatul Munawwara, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made lot of safars. He himself got out of Medina, that is called Gajwa, and he also make the Jamaat. The Jamaat also moves in the outside the Medina. Once in an incident, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to the Medina. It was the usual practice of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came back to the Medina, he first to go to the mosque. After finishing the different aspects of the mosque, then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam usually go first in the house of his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Once in an incident, Hazrat Fatima, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into the house of his beloved daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. After the safar, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala was waiting to make istiqbal, to accept Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered her house, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala welcome him and kiss in his forehand. And Fatima radiallahu ta'ala told that, Marhaba ya Rasulullah. But Fatima radiallahu ta'ala can now continue. She became heavy. Tears rolled down from his eyes. Why? Seeing his father, he cannot withstand himself. Her father was very tired. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tired. He just came from the safar. And his dress was not well wear. Seeing this, her beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu started crying. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that, oh my beloved daughter, don't cry. Inshallah, soon a day is coming that your father's kalima, La ilaha illallah, will came out in each and every house from the whole dunya. Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi told this brother, this is the object of, though this is narrated to his daughter, but this is the object of each and every individuals of this ummah. This ummah has been assigned that he will spend his money, his time to establish the haq throughout the whole world, brother. That's why the work of Dawat is going on. Alhamdulillah, Jamaat is moving around the world, and Jamaat. At this moment, brother, I am just sharing with you from Bangladesh, more than 40 Jamaat is working abroad. Jamaat is working now from Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, and 2 Jamaat is working in South America also. In Europe also working. Because to revive this sense of responsibility to establish the haq in this dunya. That's why our elders is giving a prescription, brother, each and every brothers, make intention to spend 4 months in the path of Allah to learn this work. So everybody can make the intention, brother, inshallah. May Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. And there will be Jod, brother. What the name of the place? All the, And the brothers, those who have already spent some time, our elders have come, there will be the muzakara, inshallah. We are requesting to you peoples also to participate in the jod and make it successful. May Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.